Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Defiant Inside the Mar-a-Lago Raid and the Left's Ongoing Lawfare is a Political and Legal Exposé by Christina Bob, a lawyer and former Trump attorney. The book presents itself as a first-hand account of the Mar-a-Lago search and the broader set of investigations, lawsuits, and institutional conflicts surrounding Donald Trump and his allies. It is written in the style of an insider narrative rather than a detached legal study, with Bob using her experience inside the Trump orbit to argue that government power has been used selectively and aggressively in a partisan context. The book's purpose is to challenge the official framing of events and to describe how legal proceedings, media coverage, and political pressure can reinforce one another. For readers interested in election disputes, DOJ conduct, and the rhetoric of lawfare, it offers a strongly argued perspective from within the controversy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Mar-a-Lago raid as an insider account of state power. A central topic in the book is the Mar-a-Lago search itself, which Bob treats as the defining event that exposes how federal power was exercised against a former president. Rather than focusing only on the legal warrant in the abstract, the book emphasizes the lived experience of the raid and the sense of escalation it created for Trump allies. This framing matters because it turns a procedural law enforcement action into a broader question about institutional legitimacy and restraint. Bob presents the search as part of a larger pattern of aggressive government behavior, suggesting that the significance of the raid lies not only in what was seized, but in the message it sent. The book therefore uses the raid as a case study in how high-profile investigations can shape public trust, political expectations, and the perceived boundaries of lawful authority. Secondly, lawfare as a recurring political strategy rather than a single case. The book's title signals one of its main arguments: legal systems are being used as instruments of political conflict. Bob does not treat lawfare as a narrow accusation tied to one prosecution or one agency decision. Instead, she frames it as a repeated strategy involving investigations, subpoenas, indictments, professional sanctions, and public messaging. This broader lens is important because it links separate events into a narrative of cumulative pressure. In that interpretation, the purpose of legal action is not simply to resolve disputes but to burden opponents, exhaust their resources, and discourage participation. The book is therefore less interested in neutral legal taxonomy than in power dynamics. By presenting lawfare as a pattern, Bob asks readers to consider how law can be deployed in ways that formally appear legitimate while still functioning politically. Whether or not readers accept her conclusions, the book's analytical value lies in showing how legal process can be interpreted as a weapon in partisan struggle. Thirdly, Bob's own legal exposure and the personal cost of public loyalty. Another major topic is Bob's personal involvement in the Trump-related investigations and the consequences of speaking publicly in support of contested election claims. The book is not only about Trump as a public figure, it is also about what happens to lawyers, staffers, and supporters who become attached to a politically polarizing defense. Bob's own experience is used to illustrate the costs of visibility, including reputational damage, legal scrutiny, and pressure on professional life. That personal dimension gives the book its memoir-like structure and distinguishes it from a purely ideological tract. It suggests that lawfare affects not just defendants at the center of a case, but also the people around them who may be pulled into investigative or media attention. This topic deepens the book by showing how political conflict is carried by individuals whose careers and identities become entangled with institutional disputes. Fourthly, media, public perception, and the battle over narrative control. The book also pays close attention to how legal controversy is interpreted and amplified through media coverage. In Bob's view, the public understanding of the Mar-a-Lago raid and related investigations is shaped not only by official statements but by selective reporting, commentary, and repetition across news outlets. This makes narrative control a major arena of conflict. The book suggests that once a legal event becomes a media event, public opinion can harden before facts are fully established. That process matters because it can affect reputations, political support, and the willingness of institutions to resist criticism. Bob's emphasis on media framing reflects a larger concern that public judgment is often formed through simplified stories rather than careful legal analysis. For readers, this topic highlights how political legitimacy now depends heavily on who gets to define the meaning of events in real time. Lastly, election disputes, institutional distrust, and the broader Trump-era conflict. Defiant extends beyond the raid itself by placing it within the wider dispute over the 2020 election and the legitimacy of the institutions that responded to it. Bob's perspective is rooted in her involvement with election integrity efforts and her belief that official institutions treated Trump and his supporters unevenly. The book therefore connects election controversy, federal investigations, and partisan polarization into one continuous conflict. This wider frame helps explain why the book is aimed at readers concerned with institutional trust. It treats the legal battles not as isolated episodes, but as symptoms of a deeper breakdown in confidence between citizens and the state. The value of this topic is that it shows how one political crisis can generate a chain of legal, administrative, and cultural disputes. In Bob's telling, the real issue is not merely Trump's legal problems, but whether American institutions still apply rules consistently when politics becomes intensely adversarial. In conclusion, Defiant will most strongly appeal to readers who want an inside-the-controversy account of the Mar-a-Lago raid, Trump-era legal conflict, and the idea of lawfare as a political tool. It is especially relevant for readers who follow constitutional politics, DOJ controversies, election disputes, and the relationship between law and media narratives. The book offers practical value less as a neutral legal primer than as a partisan insider perspective that helps readers understand how supporters of Trump interpret investigations and why they view them as emblematic of broader institutional bias. What distinguishes it from many similar political books is Bob's direct personal involvement. She writes not as a distant commentator, but as someone who was professionally and politically embedded in the events she describes. That gives the book immediacy and firsthand texture, even as it also makes the viewpoint highly charged. Readers looking for a balanced legal history will need to compare it with other sources. But readers seeking to understand one influential conservative account of the conflict will find it sharply focused and highly specific to the current era of American political warfare. If you would like to support Christina Bob, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.